From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States welcomes the release of 10 sailors. The release came Wednesday, a day after two U.S. boats and their crews entered Iranian waters and were detained. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said resolution of the incident was a success for diplomacy.
I'm appreciative for the quick and appropriate response of the Iranian authorities. All indications suggest or tell us that our sailors were well taken care of.
American authorities are still unsure of the circumstances surrounding the crew's detention. Pentagon Chief Ash Carter has spelled out U.S. strategy for retaking the Iraqi city of Mosul and Raqqa in Syria, cities he calls the Islamic State's two power centers. Carter spoke to troops from the 101st Airborne Division in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, men and women who will soon be deployed to Iraq to help train Iraqi and Kurdish forces in defeating the militants. Carter said he envisions sending Iraqi forces from the south and Kurdish Peshmerga fighters from the north to surround Mosul and cut it off. U.S. troops will also help train Syrian rebel forces in ousting Islamic State from Raqqa in Syria, a city the militants call their capital. Carter said the U.S. Special Operations Forces deployed to Iraq in December are ready to go to work assisting the Iraqis. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon on Wednesday. Officials say the early morning attack occurred at a mosque in Kouyape, a village near the border with Nigeria. There has been no official claim of responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News.